And now, our feature presentation.
Gentlemen, welcome to the most random show on the internet. A very special edition of the most random show on the internet, because today is our first show hyping up Planet Comic Con Kansas City 2018. And yes, we are going to be there live Saturday, February 17th. 2503A is the room. 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. is our show. The only way you can listen to this show is you have to be there. But joining me today, it's a very special show because we are discussing all things Firefly, Alan Tudyk, and we're playing a game. Joining me today is... I forget what I was going to say. Oh, yeah, now I know what I was going to do. Is the Inara and Kaylee to my Mal. Joining us today.
I was about to ask which ones we were, but now I know.
It makes sense, right?
Yes.
Joining us is Ashley.
Hi.
And Victoria is joining us for the first time ever on live.
Ha.
You can also vote for Victoria right now for newcomer of the year on our Nutsy Awards, which is Wednesday night, by the way, at 9 p.m. So vote now, vote often, voting in Sunday night at 11:59 Pacific time. Hey, Victoria.
What's up?
How do Reavers keep their spears clean?
They run them through the wash.
Yes!
It's always too soon, but it's such a good joke.
But it makes me sad. Like, even when I tell the joke, I just get sad.
I know.
That's the happiest moment of the entire show right there.
Aww.
Can we talk about, what's a good way to start out on this? Because, I mean, it's all Firefly. Alan Tudyk's going to be at Planet Comic Con Kansas City, so we figured this show should be dedicated to the man who is lending his voice to every Disney cartoon lately. We will discuss that in a little bit as well. Go ahead.
I was doing a little bit of research because I'm actually doing another article. Did you know that Alan Tudyk has done a voice in every Disney animated film since Wreck-It Ralph?
What?
Yes. He has done one in everyone since Wreck-It Ralph. He's also been in all of the Ice Age movies and one of the Alvin and the Chipmunks movies. Like,
who was he in Ice Age?
He's done way more voice work than I thought.
Just tell me he was Sid the Sloth, because that'd make me happy.
He's been different people in every one. Like, in the first Ice Age, he was Lenny, Dodo number 4, and Freaky Mamble number 2.
Because it's always those random number characters.
The second one, he was Charlie.
Who the heck's that? Well, I never paid attention to any of them after the first one.
In Continental Drift, he was Milton and Hunky Siren.
Oh.
Oh, now there's a name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But no, he's been in all of them. And, like, I didn't believe it. When I read that stat, it's like, I've got to look this up. Because this is crazy that somebody has done that much voice work. And he's done a ton.
Huh.
Like, it's something that I can't even fathom. So, in Wreck-It Ralph, he's the voice of King Candy.
Okay.
In Frozen, he's the Duke of Wesselton.
I can totally see that!
In Big Hero 6, he's the voice of Alistair Cray.
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
He is Duke Weaselton in Zootopia.
Nah, yes. Okay, all right, gotcha.
He is the chicken and one Moana. Of the villagers in Moana.
Oh my god, I love it!
And he's got a voice coming up in the new Wreck-It Ralph movie, the second one that's supposed to be out this year. And then he was also in Rogue One as the robot.
Oh.
He was K2SO in the robot.
Oh.
The droid in Rogue One.
Not to mention part of the Wayne family in the series. I can't think of the name of the series now. That was on last year on NBC. Crap.
Hang on. My brain's not working.
My brain.
Powerless.
There we go. Powerless.
He was Van Wayne. Bruce then, Wayne's cousin.
Yeah, also part of, and then, of course, probably his biggest role to date, Wash on Firefly.
Yes.
As well as Con Man, him and Nathan Fillion's show. If you've not seen that, you need to.
Have you ever seen it?
I have not.
Oh my god, it's great.
It was crowdfunded. It's fantastic.
Okay. They play Kanye. Two guys that were in an old
sci-fi
series
show
that was canceled too soon, and they travel around to conventions and see people.
How perfect is that?
Like they're playing on their real life, and it's hilarious.
Also stars Felicia Day. So
Of course Nathan Fillion.
And the entire cast of Firefly shows up at some point, and it's wonderful.
It's hilarious.
That's awesome.
So check that out. Okay,
it's like an easy weekend watch too.
Okay.
Yeah, they're only like 12-minute episodes. It's almost like The Guild.
Okay.
But with conventions.
Okay.
Which just makes it way cooler.
Gotcha.
Well, I don't know about that, but that's another argument for another day. So Firefly aired in 2001, and the show started off not even showing the first episode, which to me is still the most baffling thing ever.
Stupid.
You know, there's only one other show they've ever done that to, and that's Clerks the Animated Series. They did not show the actual...
Also did not do great. Either.
No, the same time. ABC
I
didn't
wonder
show
why.
ABC show didn't show the first episode. So they do a flashback to the first episode in the second episode.
Because that's helpful.
And you don't get the joke, yeah.
Because you...
stupid.
Whose idea is it to put these on in the wrong order? Like, they tried to set this up.
Fox and ABC.
And
let's
that
just
makes
throw
me
that
sad.
There.
Well, they've also canceled Family Guy 47 times, so there's that.
And the fans brought that back 47 times.
Yes.
Out of all the shows that have not returned to television, why in the hell is Firefly not one of them?
I think it's such a narrow fan base just because of how it aired on TV. And it's not everybody loves Harry Potter, which I don't understand that either, but it's that certain...
Those people are wrong.
I completely agree. But it's those types of people.
I'm
nice
drinking a beer out of my house cup.
Hufflepuff all the way. Anyway, but I think it's just a certain, like a certain set of people that like it, and then nobody else wants to watch it. Like, I tried to get my husband to watch it with me. He's like, a space western? What's this?
You know, once you, like, you hear
you just
the
have
idea,
to watch it.
Yeah, you hear the idea, and you're like, I'm not watching that.
Yeah.
And then you watch that first episode, and I mean, the first episode is long.
It is very long. I think it's an hour and 20 minutes.
It's hard
like
to watch sometimes, too.
Yeah.
And you have to make it past the first one. Like, you have to get into it more than the one episode, because after the first one, you don't know entirely what's going on, and you're a little confused.
See,
you get more invested in it quickly.
Very quickly. With the first episode, it was kind of like the first episode of when I started Doctor Who. Like, I didn't know what the heck was going on, but I had to know more.
Yeah.
Like, I have to know what's going on. I need to know the story.
Which is
did you go
the
back?
Way to start.
Did you go back and watch all the episodes of Doctor... Did you watch any of the old episodes?
No, not yet.
You need to. Because it actually tells some stuff that you don't... Like, there's things in Doctor Who that I'm like, I don't get that. And I look it up going, oh, that's from the old series. Crap!
No, like... It's epic that they've got 50 years worth of continuity going.
Yeah, that's crazy.
There's some other things that could take some notes from that.
No joke.
I'm trying to get the actual listing.
Do you think that maybe now it's got enough of a cult following that they could actually do some type of series revival?
Oh, I know they could.
Especially now that Disney owns it?
I know they could. Disney could...
Disney, that deal might not actually happen. And there's another company stepping into that now.
Which company?
I knew you were going to ask that. And NBC.
I thought that was like a done thing.
NBC, no. NBC might be stepping into it now. So
they might. Well, I think anything but Fox might give it a second chance.
Yeah, well, Fox is stupid. So,
like, and I don't understand.
They don't make good decisions all the time.
No,
they don't make good decisions any of the time.
Mm. No. Well, Simpsons is still on.
That should have ended like 15 seasons ago.
Nobody's happy about that.
Well, except for the guy who created The Simpsons. That dude's excited.
Yeah,
about
he's
that.
Really happy.
Well, I'm sure, but
that dude made a ton of money. Yeah. No, I mean, the first episode, like, and thank goodness IMDb actually has it listed in the episodes of when it aired.
Oh.
So the first episode that actually aired was, and now my computer was like, nope, I'm going to take you somewhere else. Thanks. Was The Drain Job. And the third one is Our Mrs. Reynolds, which isn't until the sixth episode of Firefly. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You can't even get to Our Mrs. Reynolds before... No!
Yeah, because Shindig is still my favorite episode.
I love Shindig.
Shindig did not air until November 1st, which is... They put it as the fifth episode of Firefly on the airing list, yeah.
Did they fire the person who made those decisions?
Did somebody just get drunk and plug the episodes in?
Hey guys, like,
they just dropped all of them and randomly shuffled them back in.
They had to have.
Serenity was not the episode. The very first episode of Firefly was not showed until December 20th of 2002.
Even after Our Mrs. Reynolds and Shindig. And
yeah,
everything.
After Our Mrs. Reynolds and Shindig.
So everybody was confused.
Oh yeah.
It's like,
there's a reason that this failed, and it's because nobody could figure it out. Like, it makes no sense. And to go back, I've attempted to watch it in the order that they aired.
It's hard.
And I got mad. Like, I knew what was going on, and I got mad. Because it makes no sense if you go that way.
Yeah, no, it's confusing as hell. But I mean, the show, the episodes are still great. I'm not going to take that away from any of them.
But it's hard to be excited about a show that you don't understand.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's not the show's fault that you don't understand. It's a well thought out and progresses great.
It does.
It makes perfect sense when you watch them in the intended order.
Yeah.
Favorite episode? Let's just start out with the hardest question of all.
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
Ashley?
Shindig.
The dress.
My favorite thing. I love the dress. I have got a pattern to make the dress.
I love the dress.
The dress is awesome.
There's a chance the dress is happening.
My favorite part of that episode is, well, one, when the old guy tells off the little snooty bitches.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite parts. But my other favorite part is at the very end when she turns the music on and she's in her bunk and she's got the dress hanging up and she's just looking at it. Like, it just makes me smile. But
that's why you buy pretty dresses.
Yes.
It is.
Pretty dresses are fun. I don't wear dresses often, but yeah. I like yoga pants.
Do you have one?
I don't know.
That's hard. Because
I just rewatched.
Your favorite child.
I know. I just rewatched all of them. So it's really hard. And like, I can't come up with just one that I would rather, like, one that I would go watch again right now over any of the others.
I will say this.
You're just going to watch the whole thing again, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
And it doesn't take long to watch all of it.
No, it doesn't. I watched it like 3 days.
14 episodes on a movie.
Yeah.
I did it over a weekend because it hit me. I haven't seen Firefly in 2 years.
Yeah.
It's like, all of a sudden, it's like, yeah.
Okay.
I think my personal favorite episode is them just standing around a bar and somebody started singing about Jane. And
yes. The mutters.
Seeing Simon's face is completely priceless. Like, wait, what?
Janestown is good.
Yes. Janestown is
good.
That
is quite enjoyable. Yes. Do you know that Jane's hat's actually the only reason that Richard and I are married?
What?
That is actually how, yeah, no, I had it in my profile picture on the dating website.
True story.
Seriously?
True story. The only reason I answered him back is because he was wearing the hat.
That is adorable.
So Firefly is technically the reason that I'm married.
That is adorable.
So whenever I get a chance to meet Nathan Fillion again, and I might just say it to Alan Tudyk, as I think I know his panel's on Saturday or Friday. I'm just going to be like, you're the reason I'm married.
Honestly, that's what it comes down to.
She sent me a message. No, you sent me a message.
No, you messaged me first, but all you said was, hey, and I never respond to that.
And she, I would neither.
And she responded back with, nice hat.
I did indeed.
Which,
that's
again,
so stinking cute. You guys need that framed, like a picture of the hat and then, hey, like a little hey bubble and then a nice hat bubble.
It might be time to buy a new hat just to put up for that reason.
Yeah,
that's adorable.
I would say almost now, and I know you haven't been to a convention yet, so
no,
you
I have not.
Understand this, but you have Firefly is the fourth pillar of sci-fi.
Yeah. I think it really is.
I would agree with that.
It's a big thing, and for being so small.
Yeah, one season.
But that's how good it is.
It is.
Is it because of Joss Whedon's writing, or is it because
partially?
Or is it because of the cast, or is it because of the story? Like, what is it?
It was all the stars aligned. Yeah, all the stars aligned for this masterpiece to be made.
Because I have a tendency to love everything that Joss Whedon does. I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm not
yeah, me
lie.
Too. Me too.
And it's not because I love him that much, but he's good.
I didn't care for the second Avengers movie.
But his series are amazing.
Yes.
I'll give you that
one. Amazing.
Yes.
I will give you that one.
And that's an amazing cast that not everybody knew at the time and have all gone on to do bigger and better things.
Yes.
Like,
yeah, Nara now, Marina Baccarin is in Deadpool.
Mm-hmm.
Alan Tudyk just bounces around from
everything. Yep. If you look at his list, he's on literally everything.
Nathan Fillion had a 12-year season run on Castle.
Ah, gosh, I love Castle. And, you know, one of the biggest reasons that I watched Firefly was because in one of the episodes, he was going to a Halloween party
and
he wore the brown coat costume.
Oh, there's a lot of references to Firefly and Castle.
Yes.
A ton.
And
like,
I need to rewatch it so I can catch them now.
They're hilarious.
Yeah. Like, I remember his daughter saying, "Didn't you wear that a few years ago?" And she's like, "Yeah, but it never goes out of style." I'm like,
truth.
Yes.
Side note, brown coats are really expensive to buy.
$450.
Jeez.
For the cheap one. They go up from there. Like,
Found
a really, really nice one, like, appropriately screen worn and everything. Like, worn down in the right spots and everything. It's like $3,000.
And the boots are just as expensive.
Holy crap.
It's like one of the most expensive cosplays because you can't make a leather coat like that.
No,
you can't do that.
No,
that's real hard.
Yeah,
Nathan Fillion has the cockpit to Serenity in his house.
That is so cool.
He tells the story about when the show ended. He goes, "They allowed us to take anything. I just took that."
That is so cool.
If you ever get a chance and you hear, you know those, Nathan Fillion and Alan Tudyk's going to be there and they're going to do a panel together, you need to go out of your way to watch it.
Yeah.
Those two guys are hilarious. They talk about pranking Kaylee's dog all the time when she's out of town. I can't think of her name.
I can't either.
She was on Flash Forward.
Jewel State.
There we go.
Jewel State. Who's now in every Hallmark Christmas movie ever. But.
Yeah.
But they prank Jewel State. Like, they'll call her up and being like, "We lost your dog." And then the dog will bark in the background. She's crying. It's just like, "Ha, ha, 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 we're done."
Oh, my gosh.
They're terrible.
Terrible people.
They are terrible.
That's horrible.
Just funny. The only one you don't see a lot of is Simon. Like, he doesn't do a lot of cons. He doesn't do a lot of anything. Yeah. Like, it's very rare you'll see him, but he will do things.
Honestly, that's kind of like his character, though.
It is.
Yeah. So
it just kind of makes it cooler.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. The show to me, when I first watched it, I was like, "This is a religious experience." the opening song, which still to this day is probably the greatest theme song ever in television.
Yes,
at least
completely
the last
25 agree.
Years.
I completely agree,
with the exception of one.
Which one?
True Blood.
I love True Blood.
That's a wonderful.
Do
song.
Bad things.
It is. With,
you know, I mean,
it's on my playlist.
Bad things is awesome.
Yes,
but outside that,
but. That song doesn't necessarily tell you what's going on in the show. I mean, it plays into it. But as far as, like, just taking the whole show and putting it in this little capsule, it is the epitome of what Firefly is.
Yes, I would say it's probably one of the top 10 most iconic television themes. And again, of the last 30 years.
Yeah.
Outside that, maybe Married with Children.
But that's because it's Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
Sinatra always wins.
Feel like something like that can be really put into this category.
No, because it's, I mean, that was a song written,
yeah,
you know, umpteen years ago.
It's
and
a song
like Joss Whedon,
right.
Yeah. Joss Whedon wrote
he
this
made
song.
The song for this.
I can't think of the Buffy theme to save my life.
That's because it's just noise.
Yeah, it was just it's
just
like rock music.
It's weird.
I mean, I remember it, but I cannot. That's what I'm saying. Like, I know Joss Whedon shows have iconic things about it, but not this iconic.
I'm gonna look for it.
The Buffy theme?
Yep.
The Angel one, too, which is not...
It wasn't too far off the Buffy.
Not that far off.
Did Whedon have anything to do with Angel?
Yeah.
I didn't think he was actually a writer on Angel as much as a producer.
Still his thing, though.
Yeah,
no, I know.
Because
I mean,
Angel,
like,
came from Buffy.
Because at the same time, Firefly was on. You realize that?
Yeah.
Okay,
so I'm just saying that I figure, like, his time was around Firefly.
Okay, are we going to play this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
You can just hold it to the mic. Oh. I thought it was a ringtone for about 2 years.
But that's about it.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, all of Joss Whedon's shows never really had that sound that this show does.
I had the Angel theme, too, here.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, YouTube's awesome.
Until you get an ad.
That's
for
true.
A political.
Well, that's kind of creepy. I don't think this was actually on the TV
part.
That's
not creepy at all. I feel like
this is the full song.
There you go.
Okay, let's get to the part that was like, oh, there we go. There we go. That's Angel.
Which I love that.
I do too.
But still nowhere near
there we go.
As close as this.
No. It's not the same.
No. It's in a completely different category. It's just instrumental.
But I know I can hear that, and I'm going to get excited because I...
Who doesn't love Angel?
I think I enjoyed Angel more than Buffy, honestly.
I got very, very angry at the end of Angel. Like, seriously, that's it? Like, I was angry. Of course, I was also angry at the end of Buffy. Like, you destroyed the town, and that's it? Like, what
next? I do want to know what happens with the guys with the hands of blue. Like, we still never know.
No, we don't.
And that pisses me off to this day. Like, I know that was going to be season two. And
yeah.
It just makes me so mad that we still have no idea.
I'm still holding hope.
They're supposed to be releasing, I guess in the next couple of years, we're going to start seeing Firefly novels. That just got announced in the last couple of days.
Awesome.
But I don't think that's the same as... This is a visual experience.
But it'll be really exciting.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's the graphic novels that tell the backstory of Book and...
Mm-hmm. Which is great, but...
Yeah, I actually did some... I haven't read them, but I did some research on it since we were doing this. I was pretty excited.
I've seen bits and pieces of them. I've never actually, like, grabbed them and read them because once I get started on graphic novels, I fall down a really dark hole. I'm trying to stay away from that.
She will read things that I didn't even know existed.
Yeah, we don't talk about those times.
There's some weird stuff that I've seen her read. I also think that if they would have shown another episode first, and not necessarily the train job, not necessarily Serenity, but maybe Out of Gas, the show would have been fine too. Because that's when he meets the original crew.
Yeah.
He meets
it introduces
and,
everybody. Yeah.
One would have been an okay number one.
I think that could it might have done a little bit. I still don't think it would have survived.
No.
But I think it might have gotten a little bit more traction.
It would have helped the show out a little bit more than, you know, just throwing out, here's the train drop.
Yep. Boom. Here we go. Because, I mean,
which
literally.
It's an exciting episode. But...
It is. But the only background you get is, okay, well, he was in a war and he, like, didn't win. So, and he wears this brown coat because it was on sale, like,
pretty
which apparently
much.
Doesn't happen. So,
<No. laughs>
so many guest stars too, by the way.
No joke.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, is he going to be? He is going to be in Kansas City. It just hit me. Mark Shepherd is going to be in Kansas City.
I did not even know that. He's in all of the things. He is in all of the sci-fi things. He's Crowley from Supernatural.
Oh.
He's in the first episode
of
season.
He's the dude with the hat and the no shirt under the vest because it's really weird and I don't like it.
He's also in the first episode of season 6 of Doctor Who.
Yes.
Oh, like, him.
He's
in all of 10, the things.
He is. He's in, that?
Yeah, no, he's with 11. That's who.
What is that show where the Robin Hoods that was on TNT?
Start
with
L.
Talking
about. I've actually got his stuff in front of me. So.
Leverage.
That's a good show.
I love Leverage.
Also, Warehouse 13.
I never saw that.
Battlestar Galactica.
He's in all the sci-fi.
He is sci-fi personified.
He is.
Like he's
and
not,
he's such a good bad guy, but he's like, but you kind of
like
him. Yeah.
You feel bad for him.
Yeah, and I don't know why. Maybe it's the face. I don't know.
He was in X-Files. He was in Mantis, which, holy crap. Sliders, Star Trek, JAG, The Invisible Man, Special Unit 2.
Good old NCIS.
CIS, Charmed. Forgot about that one. He's in Charmed.
Who was he in Charmed?
He's one of the random bad guys.
Normally I remember all them.
He was only in it for one episode. It was just a one episode.
So was Zachary Quinto, but I remember him.
Yeah, it was a one-off. Witches in Tights is the episode. And
not happy about that reboot, but that's another argument for another day.
He was in Monk. CSI New York, he was in a couple episodes of Medium, 24, Without a Trace, Bionic Woman.
He's in a ton of stuff.
In Plain Sight, NCIS, Burn Notice, The Dollhouse, White Collar.
Oh, I like Dollhouse.
Warehouse 13.
Wasn't Dollhouse a Joss Whedon show, too?
I think it was. It had the Elijah Dushku, whatever.
Yeah,
I can't say her last name.
Awesome.
Yeah. It is a Joss Whedon show.
Thank you.
I like Dollhouse.
I enjoyed Dollhouse.
It was one of those weird
lot.
Ones.
Jules Verne's Mysterious Island.
That one I cannot say anything towards.
He was in an episode of MacGyver, the reboot.
Which isn't terrible.
All of the things. He's been in all of the things.
That's awesome.
Like, if Mark Shepherd's been in it, I probably enjoy it.
Probably, yeah.
Like, that whole list,
I'm
happy with.
That should just be a new, like, thing in life. Like, if Mark Shepherd's in it, it's okay. Like, it's going to be enjoyable. Don't even care.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to say no to it. I didn't realize he was going to be in Kansas City, and I'm really excited about that, and I'm going to go to that panel now.
I forgot to, because I also know that, Danny Trejo is going to be in Kansas City as well, and that...
Do you want to go to Kansas City on Thursday?
Freaking love to, but I'm working.
Danny Trejo is the man. Danny Trejo might be the weirdest induction in the Hall of Hunks we have ever had on the website.
Oh my gosh, that's another Danny Trejo.
Firefly won an Emmy Award for Outstanding Special Visual Effects in a series in 2003.
That's so funny, like watching it now. Because, I mean, that's part of the reason that my husband didn't want to watch it. Because
the special effects
suck it all. Yeah, well, it was
2003.
No, he has not watched Doctor Who.
Because the Doctor Who special effects are shitty.
They're terrible.
It was after this.
But it's not, to me, it's not the special effects. To him, that's what it all is. Like, no. I mean, any superhero movie, but anything, it's got to have the effects.
In 2003, those were really good effects.
Yes, I completely agree with you.
They're okay effects now.
Yeah.
This show holds up.
Like, look at the first Harry Potter movie. Watch the troll scene.
Oh, God, I know. Bad. It's terrible. I'm forcing my children to watch Harry Potter. And they told me they didn't want to, but it's not a choice.
That's how I feel about Grease.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I love Grease. We've watched, let's see, we're on 5 now. Okay. And my husband didn't get into it until the 4th one, because that's when Voldemort comes back, and that's when all the, you know, the more grown-up stuff starts happening. Mm-hmm. And exactly. Yeah. It's the action scenes.
Speaking of Harry Potter, Matthew Lewis will be in Kansas City as well.
Yes, I'm excited about that.
Awesome.
Sexy
devil.
He
looks way better.
Yes.
You know they made him wear a fat suit at one point and fake teeth?
Yes. Yes. It was in the 3rd or 4th one.
Yeah.
Because, like, going back and watching them.
Good, but he wasn't supposed.
Yeah, he wasn't supposed to be cute yet. I'm like, they don't call
he was
any.
So embarrassed.
I know they don't call him. They don't call anybody like ugly ducklings now. They call him Neville Longbottoms.
Yeah,
like
that makes me sad. But he ended up hot and wore a grandpa sweater.
Super
so
hot.
So wins all around.
Yes, yes, definitely.
I'm actually looking at the Kansas City list, making sure I didn't miss somebody from any of these shows right now.
One that I was excited about did have to cancel, but we've seen her before.
Alex Kingston.
Oh, cool.
But we did have an epic experience with her last year, with her laying seductively on the table.
I have a picture of that somewhere.
In the middle of her panel, explaining what type of shoes she wore and where you could buy them. She's wonderful.
That's awesome.
Side note, Richard didn't know that she was in ER.
I'm not the biggest ER fan, and I never really knew that.
He didn't know she was in ER. Like, she was in the whole thing. Well, not the whole thing, but...
When did she
Almost
come in?
The whole thing.
First season one.
She was?
I think so, yeah.
Well, it's been, like, I don't. She was in. I watched ER with my parents, okay?
I did too.
That was not a show my mom and dad were going to watch at all. Nope. Not happening.
I used to watch it with my grandmother too, and she would pick apart the medical parts of it. Like, that's not how that works.
That's why I hate watching.
That's not how that works.
Okay, so any medical show now, I can't watch with you. Because you pick it apart. Like,
I try really hard not to. Well, but I get excited when they get something right, and I point out when they get things right.
Yeah. What was I watching? The Path, which is very interesting. It's a Hulu original.
Okay.
It's about a cult following and, like, being enlightened and finding your third eye and all that kind of stuff. Hmm. It's a very interesting show, though, because the guy finds out all of your things bogus and he's trying to fight it from the beginning. But anyway, they had somebody in the hospital and they still had the butterfly in their arm for the IV. And I'm like, no, that's wrong. That's not a thing. Like, you don't even use that to start an IV. Sorry.
It's so much easier.
That's not right.
Just tape IV tubing down. It'll look real.
Exactly.
Like, it's not hard.
No. It is not. You don't even have to use a Tegaderm. Just put it down. Just use tape. Scotch tape will work. Any tape, even. Just do it right.
Scotch tape.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do. All right?
Oh, my goodness.
It's okay. You forget you literally are surrounded by medical professionals.
I am, and it bothers me when I try to watch anything medical now. It's like, that's wrong. I'm like...
We don't do that.
I'm surprised that this never got brought up during Firefly when Simon does something. Like,
well, that's the future. That's different.
She's still would
point it
out.
It's actually not terrible.
It's, I mean, everything that he doesn't start IVs on people, so...
He shoots with the weird big shotgun.
Yeah, he does the big shot.
Well, yeah, but that's in the future, so maybe that's their technology. That's different.
They also speak Chinese.
And it's also not that far from real. Like, it's not quite what you do, but it's not.
It's not super
out
there.
Yeah.
Like, somebody's acting crazy, you just hey, settle down, you know?
We occasionally shoot people in the neck. It's totally fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's most of the time because we miss their arm, but that's not the point.
We don't tell people that.
Please send all your hate mail to Sharon at She's rude. On. She has the night off, so.
Poor Sharon.
She's not going to want to ride with us to Kansas City now, thanks.
She's not riding with us to Kansas City anyway.
You don't know that.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
Can you name another show in the sci-fi world on television that is just as quotable as Firefly? As much as I even love Doctor Who, I don't think it's as quotable as Firefly.
And it's not.
No.
Like, with the exception of maybe the big quotes, like... from Doctor Who, Geronimo, Alon Z, those. Yeah.
But those aren't quotes, those are catchphrases.
Yeah.
Those are catchphrases, and all of the Doctor Who quotes are big and poetic and amazing.
It's like a monologue.
You're not just gonna say, like, you're gonna put it on a pretty canvas and hang it up in your house.
Yeah.
You're not gonna put it on a canvas. I wear a fez now. Fezzes are cool.
Yeah.
I would
too, but...
That'd be awesome.
That's a whole nother argument.
But... I mean, like, every time one of my children makes me mad or, you know, I have to get onto them, I can say, I swear by my pretty floral bonnet.
I will you know? End you.
And it's totally fine.
And I don't know if there's a better descriptor word for anything other than shiny.
I know. I love shiny.
The best thing ever.
When you're walking around a con wearing that hat and people go, you have a very shiny hat. You have to stop for a second and like, wait, oh, wait a
no,
minute.
No, you just start smiling and you just get this little warm fuzzy feeling. It's like, I know you.
I see your soul.
I've also been said that I have a really Gorm hat one time and I was like, yeah.
Use the swear words.
I like you. You are my hero.
Can we just take a moment to applaud the entire cast of that, though, for learning random Chinese words?
Yes.
And mixing them with English.
That is crazy.
Because I didn't do it.
Watching it again all together, I felt like I noticed it a lot more. And it like, it's crazy because they just, I mean, it's kind of like people who speak Spanish that we see and hear every day. They just go straight into it all of a sudden. It's like, whoa, okay, slow down.
Yeah, like, it's speaking English
what
and then it's just right in the middle of the English, just line, which I feel like it's all curse words anyway.
Yeah.
And then moving on, because I know Gorm is, and then moving on, it's just, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy. That's how they got it by the censors, though.
Oh, yeah, no, that's exactly. I think that's even what Joss Whedon has said. He's like, part of the reasons we even changed the Chinese is so we could say things.
Yep. But everybody knew what they meant.
Oh, yeah.
Which makes it even better.
One of my favorite Firefly quotes is, someone ever tries to kill you, try to kill them right back.
Yes.
I want that somewhere.
Woo! That's there,
that. That's a flying cat.
Tell me your abbeys. Come here.
Meow. Big damn hero, sir.
Yes.
That's
kind of. I had that on a shirt at one point.
There's so many great quotes from this show.
I have a Firefly bumper sticker.
You do.
And it.
You have two.
I do have two, but I have the dinosaurs with.
curse your inevitable
trail. And then I have one that's in the shape of Jane's hat that says, "Shiny, let's be bad guys."
And the cat said yes.
Yes, the cat likes it.
I also have Firefly cookie cutters, by the way.
You made them and brought them to work one day.
I did.
Oh, I remember. The icing was good, too.
I love them very much. And I took them. I've taken them to work before, and nobody got it, and I died a little inside.
Yeah, well.
There's always that one person.
I'm testing your nerds.
When somebody actually understands what you love, and they call you out like, oh, that's from Firefly. My people!
Yes.
And you just want to hug them as hard as you can, like Elmira and Tiny Toon squeezing an animal. Yes. And you just want to,
You're
going to
squeeze until your eyes pop out.
Pretty much how I feel every time someone says, oh, I'm a fan of Doctor Who. I'm like, we're going to have a conversation now.
Yes, we can be buddies.
Jeez.
Every time I see somebody with a bumper sticker from my fandom, I kind of want to follow them to wherever they're going and tell them that I like them.
She has honked at random people. This has happened. Good times.
But you have the weird obscure thing that I like. I need you to know me.
Yes, we're friends now. Whether you know me or not, we're friends. We're friends. It's a thing.
This is why I love cons. Because nobody there thinks you're weird.
Yeah.
Well, they might, but it's a completely different reason. Planet Comic Con coming up. I do want to say this. Out of all the shows that I can honestly suggest to people, this is honestly my first one. I also cringe letting people borrow it.
Sorry. No, it is fine. Still at my house. No, oh my gosh, I forgot to bring it back.
You're fine.
No. He has a thing.
There's a rule of thumb that you don't let your friends borrow Firefly normally. The former co-host of this show, Emerson, who was also in our wedding, I let her borrow Firefly. Guess who still has my copy of Firefly?
Oh dear.
He's lost like 3 or 4.
Yeah, I've lost 4 copies of Firefly. Yeah.
After I told you could have it, he was like, I don't let people borrow Firefly. Well, you're gonna now. Yeah. I know where she lives and where she works. We can get it back if it means that much.
Yes.
But I also know that you've owned that copy for like 1.5 years and I can buy another one.
Yeah, I kind of want the Blu-ray one now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like, if it doesn't come back, I'm not going to complain. Because the Blu-ray is only like $15 on Amazon right now.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Dude, get it anyway. I mean, like, I'll bring you your Firefly
on Blu-ray. But
get it anyway.
Other favorite quote is there's a special kind of hell.
Yes. And I guess I'm going to the special hell.
Child molesters and people who talk in movie theater.
The first time I heard that, I laughed so hard. Yes. I missed the next 3 minutes of the show. And that's before DVR. And you don't know what happened.
Yeah, like, no.
I'm just not going to know until they replay this.
I will say this. So did anyone actually take a guess on what Book's backstory was when you were watching?
I was hoping it was something awesome.
Yeah, I thought he had some like secret alliance, something or other, because of like when he got shot, they took it there. They saw his card and they're like, oh my gosh, you know, get him in here now. But I didn't know exactly what.
I said he was a Time Lord.
I could totally buy that.
Because he knows everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
And for the longest time, that was my suggestion until the comic came out. But I was like, he's a Time Lord. The dude has traveled through time and space and is just kind of like, I'm done with it. And he's there.
What else I could are totally you going to do that. At the end of your life as a Time Lord? You retire and become a preacher.
Yeah.
And hang out with the crew stealing things.
Yeah. Everyone needs a good preacher.
Yes.
Understand.
Whether you listen to him or not, you need a conscience.
Favorite. Okay, so we did favorite episode. Who's your favorite character?
Oh, that's not fair.
That.
I think it changed for every episode, honestly. Really? Because, I mean, like, in certain episodes, I absolutely love Mal, and then other episodes, like, Kaylee's my favorite, and then, like, I just love River. She's just so daggum precious. I love River. I really do.
What
like,
did Firefly teach us? Never fuck with anyone named River.
Never. Never. No power in the verse can stop me.
Because, I mean, seriously, between River Tam and River Song,
yeah, no.
You cannot mess with a river.
No.
There's some rivers you just don't cross.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Do you have an answer? No, you don't pick favorites. There's no point of that.
I'm really bad at favorites. I love them all.
I do too.
Like,
and like each for different reasons.
See, my favorite character died. Look, if you haven't seen Serenity, we've already made the joke. Fuck you. And
too late.
Like, I love Wash, and to this day, I still think Wash is my favorite character on the show. My favorite main cast is Saffron. I love her.
Why?
I don't know. She just her character blended so well with all of them. Plus, I like the scene of Inara kissing.
It's Mal. The boobs.
No, I'm not a boob guy. Boobs. I'm not a boob guy.
He's really not. But I
just want everyone to know what is happening. Victoria is just pointing at my wife's chest.
Well, I mean, she's got plenty.
She's like, look at the chesticles. This is a problem. I'm not a boob guy.
Hmm.
No, he's a butt guy. It's okay.
Yeah.
You got that
too.
It's okay.
It's a win.
Yeah, win-win. Anyway. Yeah.
We're all good. It's all good here. No,
I just really liked her.
Yeah. It was the hat.
I cared for.
Plus, you got a naked Nathan Fillion in one of the episodes because of her, too.
This is true.
Mm.
Forget about that, didn't you?
I don't know. I strongly dislike Saffron. And then he gave her a second chance, and then she ended up marrying in one of his friends, and that just, no.
I feel like she was going to be a recurring character to just step in and screw things up for the rest
That's
of the
series. That's the perfect character.
And yeah.
And I feel like I could have grown to love her, given longer time.
Maybe.
And her actually showing that she's a real person.
Maybe.
I feel like she was going to grow. I feel like she was going to grow into something pretty cool.
I think she could have, but it would have taken a long time. Yeah.
She was going to grow into something awesome and then probably die.
Probably.
Because that's how those work.
Yeah. Always.
Joss Whedon.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
When you get a secondary character that you hate and then you love, then he kills them.
Yeah. That's, they die. Yep.
Watch Buffy. Watch Angel. It happens.
Yep.
Watch Dr. Horrible sing along blog. It definitely happens.
I love that.
If you haven't seen that, you need to go out of your way to see that. Have you seen it?
No, I have not.
Oh my God. So it's
a little hard to find.
But here's the main cast. The main bad guy is Neil Patrick Harris. The main good guy is Nathan Fillion, and they're fighting over Felicia Day.
Oh my gosh.
And it's a musical.
Even better. Where do I find this?
Amazon, probably. You can probably watch it on. And to add,
I borrowed my copy. Okay. I never owned it.
And to add, Neil Patrick Harris's character, Dr. Horrible, his sidekick is played by Howard from The Big Bang Theory. So, I mean, the cast even is better. Fantastic for that. Like, there's only, like, five characters that really matter on the show, and those are the five.
Talk about quotable stuff, though.
Dr. Horrible?
Dr. Horrible's another one. You have a print of it somewhere.
It's hanging. It might still not be. It may not be hanging in
It
here.
Might be.
Not hanging in here.
He's got a print of it somewhere.
But yeah, it's Dr. Horrible. It's Captain Hammer holding Dr. Horrible.
Every time that I think of that, I think of just the one line of, I'm going to go and show her my hammer. And by hammer, I mean penis. Like, every time I think of that, that's the line that sticks with me. It's like, why is this the part that comes to my brain?
It's good stuff.
I really don't think that dirty all the time.
Yeah, you do.
About half the time. About half and half.
It's about 75-25. Wait, it's probably 75 dirty, 29, 5% cupcake.
Yes, you make some bitchin' cupcakes.
I will give you the cupcake.
I'm just saying.
I will give you the cupcake.
Yes. Guys, is there anything else that we have not covered? Is there anything in Firefly that I am completely forgetting? Because, I mean, we could dive
into... Please watch Firefly. That's...
Yeah, just watch it. It's awesome.
Without diving into this episode,
because
you don't want to go too. Because I mean, if we went really deep in this would be a 17-hour show.
Yes,
and you would be wanting to kill me by the end of it.
Yep,
and then you wouldn't want to watch Firefly because you know all of the things.
Yep.
Yeah. So what we're telling you is go out of your way. It's on Netflix. It's on Hulu.
It's not on Hulu.
It's not on Hulu
it's
anymore.
It's not on Hulu.
Oh, it's on Netflix.
Yeah, that was my problem.
And you can get it on Amazon. You could probably buy it on Amazon too to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, digitally. It's super not expensive to buy digitally. But you have a week to go out and watch this and then go to see Alan Tudyk or Mark Shepard in Kansas City and ask them a question about something about Firefly.
This is true.
Why something didn't happen? What were you thinking during this part? Like all of the fun junk.
Yep.
Were you pissed? There was a child at the last panel I saw Alan Tudyk with. There was a child going, "Do you wish you weren't dead?" Oh. And Nathan is sitting there as calmly as he can and just looks over at him and goes, "Do you?" Great stuff.
Well,
great stuff. Atlanta Comic Con, Kansas City, next week, 16th through the 18th at Bartle Hall. Guys, it is going to be one of the best conventions in the country, one of the biggest. Some of the names that's going to be there: Alice Cooper.
What?
Yeah, he has his own comic book.
That's awesome.
The voice of Darkwing Duck, Winnie the Pooh, Tigger, Jim Cummings. John Cusack. There's one. Jerome Flynn from Game of Thrones. Jason David Frank and Amy Jo Johnson from the Power Rangers. The Green and Pink Ranger. Will Friedle from Boy Meets World.
Nah.
And I'm more excited about that one than I think anyone else at that convention at
this point.
I love
Boy Meets World.
Feeny. That's a whole show. That is a whole definition of a show one day. Ryan Hurst from Sons of Anarchy. As we said, Matthew Lewis from Harry Potter. Claire Kramer from Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Bring It On. Jason Momoa. Michael Rooker from The Walking Dead.
That is
Dead.
The same sound
every female
that Tiffany makes every time you say that name.
Like, I cannot wait to just
he
be
is
like,
so pretty.
Jason Momoa. That is the sound.
He is so pretty.
He looks better than a human is allowed to look.
Yeah, I know, right? It makes you sick, but it makes you want to just like touch him at the same time.
I just need to pet you just a little
Yeah.
bit.
Can I grate cheese on your abs? That's all I ask.
Yes.
That's all I ask for in life. That isn't. Zach Callison from Steven Universe.
He's the voice of Steven.
He is the voice of Steven.
I know things.
Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman from the animated series. So a lot of there's a lot of big names. It's going to be at Planet Comic Con.
And it's a lot of eclectic names. I'm so freaking excited. Normally, you go to these big cons and you see like the same 15 real big names that you see at everything, and it's fine and they're great and I enjoy them. But then you get random people that like I've never seen them at a thing.
It opens up a whole new
and world. A ton of comic book people, and I can name. We'd be here all day listing comic book names.
I'm just excited to look at the convention floor and see prints.
This is the
original artwork and see all of the things.
This is
that
the
I
con. This is the con last year where we looked at each other and went, "We're fucked." That first day, like we actually made a live video. That first day, we're like, "Someone start us a GoFundMe page right now to support us because we
I
are
to buy
fucked.
All of the things." We tried to walk through and do a live video, just like showing parts of the convention floor, and he lost me 3 or 4 times looking at booths.
It's a really good convention. One of the best laid out floor plans maybe we've ever been to for a con, too.
Also, first place I ever saw a Ghostbusters car.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, there'll be a bunch
it
of
lit up.
There will be a bunch of cars at Planet Comic Con. I don't know what's going to be there. That one was inside, wasn't it?
Yeah.
There's a bunch of cars outside, too.
There was a Muttmobile, too.
So,
and I petted it. It was furry.
Did I not get most excited about the fucking truck from Twister?
Did.
Oh my gosh.
Because I've never seen it. I've seen every other vehicle at conventions. I've never seen the truck from Twister. And all of a sudden, it was just like, there's the truck from Twister. And I was like, yes! Finally!
How excited I got about the Ninja Turtle man in Conway.
No. That was Jackson.
Ninja Turtles man.
Which also had the Dukes of Hazzard cars that was leaking gas. And you walked in and just like, oh, gas!
Oh gosh.
Our booth was back there next to it. It was bad.
ton of cosplayers. Guys, Planet Comic Con 2018. Don't forget, we're going to be there live. Ashley, Sharon, and I will be there doing our live edition of Live. Come join us. We're going to play a game. You have a chance to win this amazing prize package. It's over $100. That's right.
And it's more than that,
no. Yeah, but we're not going to tell you what's in it. You have to come.
I want more stuff.
Jesus. All right, I'll tell you one thing that's in it. Because it's one of the namesakes of this show. If you enjoy Mystery Science Theater, there is an episode of Mystery Science Theater in this box. From my personal favorite shitty movie, Manos, The Hands of Fate. And it's 3 discs. It has the actual Mystery Science Theater edition. It has the actual copy of the movie and a fucking documentary on the making of the movie. And that documentary is fantastic. So that happens. Bartle Hall, February 16th, 17th, and 18th. But this show's not over yet. No, no, no. This is your first episode of Live.
Yes, it is.
And since Sharon has the day off, I was like, well, you know what? Sharon hates playing games, but you've never played one. So what time is it? It's game time, huh?
Oh, boy.
So I get this request a lot. For this game lately, more so than Where's Timmy's Penis, this game has kind of... Are you okay?
Whose penis are we looking for?
No, that's not the game we're playing. It's okay.
What? It's Timmy's. He loses it, and you have to guess where it is, and you're always wrong. Oh. Always. Nobody's ever won.
That does not sound like a very fun game.
No, it's but not. We're actually playing a game that you can win.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the return of Charlie's Name That Tune. The last time we played this was Christmas, and it was all Christmas music.
And Christmas was super easy.
This one will not be.
Oh my
Christmas
gosh.
Christmas music was super freaking easy. Like, so, I was really mad because the girls did so good at that. It's like, but I can tell you what those songs are. You should hear the other random stuff that he made us listen to. It was real bad.
So, I'm going to give you guys a example.
Okay.
Of what you're going to be hearing in today's edition. This is from the first game.
Okay.
This is the very first song we ever did. So.
I almost got this song right. I almost got that song right.
All right, so that is what she... It's All That She Wants by Ace of Base.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Oh boy.
I thought it was The Sign by Ace of Base.
I thought it was Sesame Street.
Oh, you're gonna do well on this game, Victoria. Let me tell you. And today's prize is bragging rights. That's it.
Shitty prize.
That kind of sucks.
All right, so I'm gonna give you guys clues at least this time.
Oh boy.
Sorry, that's a bonus.
That is a bonus. The first two songs come from the year 2001.
Because of Firefly.
Okay.
The others do not.
You promised me that the entire show was going to be from 2001 because of Firefly.
And I changed my mind.
I'm pretty sure we could ace that one. That's like mostly boy bands and Spice Girls, so.
Spice Girls are making a reuniting tour.
I know, I'm so excited.
I want to know if they come close enough for us to buy.
I know.
It's happening. I don't give a shit if we have to go 15 hours. That fucking shit's happening. Fucking girl power.
My husband is a little into this.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah, I can tell.
Before we go, my very first CD ever was the first Spice Girls album. Like, I am pumped for this.
Awesome.
Like, I am super stoked. That's who we should cosplay as.
Ladies and gentlemen. Yes. But which one are you?
Baby. And now let's...
You answer that way too quick, and I don't think you look good blonde.
Way too quick.
All right, then I'm sporty. No, then I'm posh. I got the legs for it. All right, so now...
I will give you that.
Yeah, I could say, yeah.
All right, so here we go. First song.
Okay.
You write down your answers. Don't let the other one peek. All
right. We're sitting right next to each other.
Well... All right, here we go. Are you ready?
Yep.
First song on Name That Charlie Tune.
Do it again. One more time.
All right.
Okay, gotcha. I got it. My pen doesn't work.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Defective people getting our shit together on these games, I swear to God.
Do I have to have correct spelling?
No.
Thank God.
That is a pencil.
And I was about to say, it looks like it's fuzzy.
I got this pen to work. You can have my pen.
Okay. Well, I like your pen better anyway. This is a good one.
All right.
Okay.
So here we go.
Are we not going to say what we got?
That's what we're going to do.
At the end?
No, we're going to do it now.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. So here we go. First answers. Hold them up.
Let me see. I don't know if you can read it because I scribbled.
You can't read it because I spelled it wrong.
I think Ashley says Boogielicious.
That is what my wives look like, you jerk.
Ashley and Victoria both say Bootylicious.
Yes.
Is that the song? God dang it. You know what I probably should have had? The actual songs pulled up so I could actually play them.
No, you don't have to. It's fine.
Yeah.
That is actually the right answer. It is Bootylicious.
I'm aware that's the right answer.
Good job. That's good. Thanks. All right. I did not create a tiebreaker, so I'm fucked if this doesn't work out. So here we go. Song number two, Name That Charlie Tune. Here we go.
Wow, 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 wow.
Yeah, no way in hell.
No,
no way in hell.
Can we turn it
on? Wow, 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 wow.
Can I use Shazam?
No. But now that you say that.
Shazam would even work.
Now that you say that. I'm going to try and see what happens. All right, one more time, right? Let me pull up Shazam. I'm just going to see if it does. If Shazam gets it right and you guys get it wrong, you lose.
That is not how this works.
It is now. All right, here we go.
Wow, 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 wow.
Shazam says, fuck you. All right.
I have no idea.
I don't have anything.
Really?
I feel like it's a boy band, but...
No.
Oh, then I have no idea.
That's sad. None at all.
None at all.
Where's all my soul, sisters? Let me hear your flow, sisters.
Hey, sister, go, okay. Sister, soul, sister, flow, sister.
I had that one coming. I don't know why. I had that one ready to go.
He met Mama Lock down in old Moulin Rouge.
Cosplay is that?
Yeah, there we go.
Yes.
We'll just all do big hair lingerie.
I'll be pink. Go. All right, here we go. Song number three is 1-1. Oh, God. All right. Song number three on Name That Charlie Tune.
Wow, 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 wow.
Oh!
Oh my God!
I know what it is!
Oh my God! Do you need to hear it again?
I need to hear it again.
I even know who it's by.
Oh my God!
Wow! 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 Wow, 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 wow.
No, you gotta play the next little bit.
Wow, 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 wow.
Because that's why I got it. Keep going.
Are you done? Are you done?
Give her one more.
Do you hear it one more time? Or
give her
done?
One more.
Yeah.
Wow, 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 wow. Wow, 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 wow.
No answer?
No answer.
Victoria? It is right. It's Fly by Sugar Ray.
Boom. I told you I even knew who it was by.
I can get it now. Like, that last couple of seconds is like, I know what this is.
Mm-hmm.
But my brain gives me no words.
No, if anyone gets this, I'll be really surprised. So it's Victoria 2, Ashley 1. And it's still... Ashley's down by 1 point. Can she make it up? Could be on this song. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, 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 wow.
It actually knows what it is.
Okay. Give me again.
Wow, 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 wow. Wah, 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 wah.
Oh my gosh. Okay, hold on, hold on.
I'll give it to you one more time. You want it one more time?
No, because I know the song. I just don't know the name of it.
You give me the artist, I'll give you a point.
I give you the huh?
If you give me the artist, I'll give you a point.
No, I don't have that.
How about I should just write down lyrics? Does that count?
Give me the lyrics and I'll give you a point.
Wow, 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 wow.
No answer?
Hold on.
Anger has set in here.
I know the song. I don't even know the words, but I know the song. Like, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
It makes sense, but I don't think you get points for that.
No, but I know what it is, and it's pissing me off.
I know what it is, and it's pissing me off. It's not the answer.
Shut up.
No. Yep. All right, it is time to give a guess.
All right.
Ashley, what's your guess? That's fucking right. It is Groove in the Heart by D-Light.
There we go.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
The chills that you spill up my back keep me filled
satisfaction when done. Shout out to one of our listeners for just suggesting that song for this week's game. So, and they suggested this one as well. It's our final song of the day.
Tiebreaker.
Oh boy.
It maybe. Is a tiebreaker, maybe.
Maybe.
If they get it both wrong, no one wins. You win, because you got to hear this game at home. All right, here we go. Final song. This one's easy. I know this one's easy. Here it is.
Wah, 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 wah. Wah, 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 wah. Wah, 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 wah.
I would kill at this game. I know that.
You're looking at the names of the songs.
No, I'm not. All it says is Untitled Number 5.
Whatever.
You've spent a lot more time with Charlie than either of us.
That's true. True.
This is my first introduction to Charlie. And I can say I don't like him.
He's tone deaf and he likes to hum the music parts and the word parts and some parts that don't exist.
And he mumbles.
Yep.
Yeah, that's Charlie. One more time.
Yep.
Wah, 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 wah. Wah, 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 wah. Wah, 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 wah.
Way too short.
Yeah, that's I feel that it's short too. Give do it again.
Wah 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 wah.
Write it down.
Okay, all right.
Do you need to hear it one more time, Ashley?
Turn it up just a little bit and let me hear it one more time.
Alright, here we go. Last time. You know, that'd probably help. Last time, you ready?
Wah 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 wah.
Let's just play it over. I accidentally hit play again. Are you ready? Do you have an answer?
No.
All right, before you show me the answer, I'm just going to play the song just because you're going to feel dumb. And I really want that experience to happen. All right, so here we go. You can catch us live at Planet Comic-Con.
If you make it.
And here is the song. Victoria wins this edition of Charlie 2.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave
your friends
behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance,
no friends. I feel like that I might be sleeping on the couch this evening.
Mm-hmm.
I think you mean until Kansas City.
Oh. Hey, that means I won't be bothered by the dog. Yes!
Yep, and she will sleep on your entire side of the bed, and everybody will be happier.
This is true. The dog likes to take up my entire side of the bed.
If you get up, she lays on your pillows. And she will not move. You have to pick her up and forcibly move her.
Don't talk about her that way. Where'd she go?
Oh. I figured she was under my feet. Mm. Planet Comic Con, Kansas City. Guys, coming up later, this week is going to be crazy. There's going to be an episode alive almost every day next week, including the big one, Wednesday night, the Nutsy Awards. If you haven't voted yet, do so now. TPKmagazine.com, right there on our menu bar. Just click awards. Every category is there. Vote for Victoria in... newcomer. Mm-hmm. Also vote for your favorite episode of Live, your favorite episode of Fangirls, The Winos, every show. You vote for your favorite episode. Vote what your favorite show is in general. Vote for Writer of the Year and everything in between. Voting ends this Sunday night at 11:59 Pacific time, which is like 1:59 for us. So there you go. And don't forget, next week we are going to be in Kansas City, Missouri, Planet Comic Con, 2503A is the room, 6 p.m., Saturday night, TBK Live will be taking over Planet Comic Con. It's a live edition of Live, and the only way you can hear that show is if you're there. So if you're at Planet Comic Con, come check out the show. You can win some amazing prizes. I'm going to tell you now, you're not playing the Name That Charlie tune, because they won't let me do that game there. I was just told that, so I was like, well, shit. So we're going to think of a new game. I'm thinking of a game. We might just do some nerd trivia. So, but be prepared. We're going to debate with all the people there. And giant nerd debate is what's going to be happening. So all that and more. So guys, that's going to wrap up this edition of Live. But don't forget to vote in the Nutsy Awards. Planet Comic Con. Our Planet Comic Con Kansas City preview week. All next week. Halls. Hotties. Hunks. Everything. I can already tell you it's Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
All right, that's
yes.
Let's get the sounds out of the way. Don't forget that's next week. Guys, that's going to wrap up this edition. So for Ashley and Victoria.
Good night, everybody.
See ya.
It's been a fun show, but we have to end this show like we end every other stinking show, and that is with Torgo. So Torgo, take us home tonight.
You cannot stay. The master would not approve.
Like a runner said.